Pacheco, and you have signed on to take a whimsical trip through forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series sharing America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. Plus, we're going to remember our dear friend Gary Lycan and his weekly On the Backlot report. Today we'll examine the movie music that defined Mickey Rooney, a child star in the silent era. His star burned hot as Hollywood entered its zenith with the creation of talkies and the rise of the studio lots, particularly MGM. Born in Brooklyn, Mickey transitioned into sound and excelled. Louis B. Mayer groomed the teenager by casting him in A-list movies such as Manhattan Melodrama, Riff Raff, and Captain's Courageous. But his initial big break was when he was loaned to Warner Brothers to appear in A Midsummer Night's Dream as Puck and supporting Freddie Bartholomew in Little Lord Fauntleroy, a movie distributed through United Artists. He became a bona fide star when he was cast in the Andy Hardy series of films and when he supported Spencer Tracy in Boys Town. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Boys Town is real. It is a drama greater than the imagination of Hollywood's best storytellers. 4,000 boys have passed through this city of little men. And now the drama, the laughter, the heartache and the triumph of all these boys is crystallized in the story of one young renegade who came from the back streets into conflict with the one man who could save him.
I'm Father Flanagan. I saw your brother Joe just a little while ago. We had a long talk about you, Whitey. Joe wants you to come to Boys Town with me.
If you think you're going to make a plowjackie out of me, you got another thing coming.
Now look, Whitey, in a pinch, I can be tougher than you are, and I guess maybe this is the pinch. You're coming with me to Boys Town because that's the way your brother wants it.
I'm Manny Pacheco with you, and today we're sharing cinematic memories with the human whirlwind, Mr. Mickey Rooney. The diminutive Dynamo was initially cast with a wide range of starlets who behaved as a friend to the affable Andy Hardy. However, when he was paired with Judy Garland, a song and dance team was born. Though he had limited range as a singer, his wide appeal with theater-going audiences helped shape the career of his female counterpart. Forgotten Hollywood is in on the action.
You okay, this lyric?
Wait a minute, I want to hear this song.
Good morning, good morning. We've danced the whole night through. Good morning to you. Good morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning to you. When the band began to play, stars were shining bright. Now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say goodnight. So good morning, sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning, my darling, to you.
Here we are together, a couple of stay-uppers. Our day is done at breakfast time and starts it with our suppers. Here we are together, ah, but the best of friends must party. So let me sing this parting song from the bottom of my hearty. Good morning.
It's a lovely morning.
Good morning.
What a wonderful day.
We danced the whole night through.
Good morning. Good morning. Do you have?
I said good morning.
See the sun is shining.
A good morning.
Hear the birdies sing. It's great to stay played good morning, good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright. Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
Good morning, good morning. Sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning, good morning.
Sell it, Ma, sell it.
Good morning, my darling, to you.
Starts off a little flary. Are you listening to me? Then it softens down here. It's violins, you know. And the orchestra sneaks back in for the vocal.
Our love affair will be such fun. We'll be the envy of everyone. Those famous lovers will make them forget. From Adam and Eve to scarlet and red,
flutes and oboes.
When youth has had its merry flame, we'll spend our evenings remembering two happy people who say on the square
with fiddles,
isn't ours a lovely love affair?
Come on, sit down. Try it.
Jimmy, are you sure you want me to sing with the band? You're not just...
Well, of course not. We need you, Mary. You're as important to me as the brass section.
That's pretty important.
Try the verse.
Here we are, two very bewildered people. Here we are, two babes that are lost in the wood. We're not quite certain what has happened to us. This lovely thing that's so marvelous. But right from here, the future looks awfully good. Our love affair was meant to be. It's me for you, dear, and you for me. We'll fuss, we'll quarrel, and tears start to brew. But after the tears, our love will smile through. Could never hide the thrill I get when you're by my side. And when we're older, we'll probably declare, wasn't ours a lovely chocolate cake, the kind of cake Mother used to make.
You hungry?
Uh-huh.
Come on, let's go see if we can find some of that cake.
You know, it didn't hurt that Mickey Rooney was an accomplished piano player and drummer.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam. I was born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the pony. Say, I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride a pony. I am a Yankee Doodle boy. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Pacheco with you, sharing the famous life of Mickey Rooney. By 1939, the young adult was at the top of his game. He was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Babes in Arms. He was up against Clark Gable for Gone with the Wind, James Stewart in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and Laurence Olivier in Wuthering Heights. But they all lost to Robert Donet for his performance in Goodbye, Mr. Chips. However, for the next 3 years, Rooney was the number one box office draw in America, and he continued working with Judy Garland in rousing MGM musicals, including Babes on Broadway, Strike Up the Band, and Girl Crazy. Here are some more vivid examples for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the tree sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything
while they are waiting, the banjos are syncopating.
Oh, what's that they're saying? Oh, what's that they're saying? Oh, while they keep playing and humming and swaying, it's the good ship, Robert E. Lee, that's here to carry the cotton away.
Ha, 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 watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down on the levee. I said to the levee, and we'll join that shuffling throng.
Hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Thank you.
Forgotten Hollywood with the dream team of Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. In between his work in musicals, Mickey was appearing in top MGM films. Examples include The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Young Tom Edison, The Human Comedy, and National Velvet. However, his Broadway-themed motion pictures were the delight of an audience wary of war. In one particular scene, in Girl Crazy, the studio used this Mickey Rooney vehicle to introduce their latest find, June Allison. And when he depicted lyricist Lorenz Hart in words and music, his star remained untarnished. Forgotten Hollywood remembers when.
I've always been considered quite a delicate child, watched over by a governess and nurse. To say I've led a sheltered life is putting it mild. I promise you it couldn't be much worse. Mother always called me her hothouse rose, and all the dates I had were with hothouse bows. But now that I am old enough to cast a few votes, I'm going out and sow a few oats. So treat me rough, muss my hair. Don't you dare to handle me with care. I'm no innocent child, baby. Keep on treating me wild. Treat me rough, pinch my cheek, kiss and hug and squeeze me till I'm weak.
They found a silver spoon in my mouth. I had a barber just to curl my hair. If winter came, the mater carried me to the south. The point is that I had the best of care. Women and head waiters fawned on me. Life was just a bore till it dawned on me that if I'd ever want to be a man amongst men, I'd have to be manhandled now and then. So treat me rough, muss my hair. Don't you dare to handle me with care. I'm no innocent child, baby. Keep on treating me wild. Treat me rough, clench my teeth, and hug and squeeze me until I'm weak. I've been pampered enough, baby. Keep on treating me rough.
Thank you. like Manhattan?
Manhattan? Yeah, I like Manhattan.
Manhattan. We've got Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. You know the rest. Go ahead, play it, Dick. Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms the soul when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July? Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
I'd like to take a sail on Jamaica Bay with you and fair Canarsie's lake we'll view.
The city's glamour can never spoil
the dreams of a boy and girl.
We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
When we return, Mickey Rooney's career hits the skids, and he's fondly bailed out by his sister in cinema, Judy Garland. Forgotten Hollywood takes a quick break. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted.
You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted.
Worrying through, I sleep all night, appetite and health restored.
You don't know how much we're bored.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the fights. I wish I were in love again.
Broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again.
No more pain,
no more strain.
Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled out fur of Captain Kerr,
the fine mismating of a him and her.
We've learned our lesson and we wish we were in love again.
Furtive sight. lie, the blackened eye, the words I'll love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again.
When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of eels. I wish I were in love again. No more care,
no despair.
I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punched drunk.
Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. We don't like quiet and we wish we were in love again.
Glad you found us on Forgotten Hollywood. Though he has never really stopped working, Mickey Rooney had trouble finding his footing as an A-list star when the 1950s emerged. He had a tumultuous private life, getting wed an astounding 8 times. Directors found him increasingly hard to work with. Let's face it, he had lived his life in a cinematic bubble. There were moments of brilliance now as a character actor in The Bridges at Toko Ri, Babyface Nelson, Breakfast at Tiffany's, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. He was nominated for a supporting actor Oscar for his performance in The Bold and the Brave. He also co-wrote the title theme with Ross Bagdasarian. He was additionally brilliant in Requiem for a Heavyweight. Every once in a while, he crooned a tune on screen as we take note on Forgotten Hollywood.
A stranger like the drifting sand came drifting into town. His hat was black, his shirt was black, and his boots were black and brown. Jack Miller, the killer, must be found. A man who played the role at wheel, at love he often lied. He carried with him many things, a 6-gun by his side. Jack Miller, the killer, must be found. The stage was late arriving from a town called Sandy Gall. It had no driver, had no gold, it had no one at all. Jack Miller, the killer, must be found. A bank was robbed, a boy was blamed, a rope hung from a tree. And through the brush, 2 guilty eyes said, kid, you'll swing for me. Jack Miller, the killer, must be found. Jack Miller. Jack Miller. Jack.
To where Pat can be. I'm on time, and so is the man in the moon. Isn't that right, man in the moon?
That's right, partner. I'm not really the man in the moon, but I've got some awfully good news for you.
Susie the snow girl, decked out in her red dress. Susie the snow girl, the girl that we love best. We built her high and made each eye with buttons from Mom's dress. And if some sunny day comes round, we'll find our Susie in an awful mess. But Susie the snow girl has stood up to the test. Susie the snow girl is winter at her best. And if by chance you see our Susie someday jump for joy, it's just because we've introduced her to her first snow boy. Thank you.
Susie the Snow Girl has stood up to the test. Susie the Snow Girl is winter at her best. And if by chance you see our Susie someday jump for joy, it's just because we've introduced her to her first snowboard.
Manny Pacheco with you, and I'm in the business of providing merry moments from the dream factory we know as Hollywood. Judy Garland would remain Mickey Rooney's lifelong friend. When she had her own television program, she invited her former cohort to join as a guest star. The chemistry was still there. Forgotten Hollywood takes us back in time.
You're so right for me.
You're saying it, I'm okaying it.
You're the one for me.
Keep telling me, now you're selling me.
How I miss your clinging caress, your fabulous lips, your voice saying yes. How could I replace the light that lights your face?
You're lighting it, I stop fighting it.
Now I see why this was meant to be, 'cause you're so right for me.
A little more sequins for Miss Garland's gown. I don't want to hit her with that arc. I don't want her dancing in the dark, pal. Honey, you're gonna be a big star someday.
With you, I'll go far.
I'm your pally, I'm your Svengali.
Will I be a star?
Don't panic, 'cause I'm Daryl Zanuck.
Now we see why this was meant to be, 'cause you're so right for that's in my form. You're so right for me.
Mickey Rooney has spent his entire life in show business just like, let's say, Sammy Davis Jr. had.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot.
Gary Lycan had a passion for Southern California broadcast radio, animal rights, and of course, Hollywood's golden age. He had been the weekly radio columnist for the Orange County Register since 1968, and I consider his columns a part of our collective fabric in his deference to the entertainment and media community. The idea of missing a newspaper deadline was not part of his makeup. And the Forgotten Hollywood franchise of books, blog, and this radio program remains vibrant and healthy because of the untiring efforts of Gary. I speak for all of his readers and my peers in the broadcast industry. We share a collective grief because of Gary Lycan's passing.
Today I'm taking a walking tour into Hollywood's past. First stop, the heart of Hollywood and what is today a YMCA Job Corps dormitory. But from 1916 to 1975, it was the Hollywood Studio Club, a chaperoned dormitory for young women in the movie business. At various times, it was home for Marilyn Monroe, Anne Rand, Donna Reed, Marino Sullivan, Rita Moreno, Barbara Eden, and Sharon Tate.
In his honor, when we air repeats of Forgotten Hollywood, we will continue to include his weekly backlot reports. They are a part of his legacy. In the meantime, we are searching for someone to replace Gary, knowing full well he is, in fact, irreplaceable. My producer, Steve Guzman, and I will soldier on, as Gary would expect us to do, since he was a consummate professional. We will miss his enthusiasm, his humor, and most of all, his profound friendship. Award-winning journalist and radio broadcasting icon, Gary Lyken was 68. Rest in peace, my friend. Before we say goodbye, let me introduce another poignant moment on the Judy Garland television show featuring Mickey Rooney, our subject of today's program. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
My name is Danny Churchill. I'm from New York.
Danny, did you say Churchill?
Churchill Jr.
The Playboy?
Well, what's so funny?
Oh, goodness gracious.
I don't get it.
Oh, yes, indeed. Fancy meeting you here.
I don't get it.
They tell me that you're quite a hand with the ladies.
Well, I hope I'm as good a hand here with Hattie as
you think you are with the ladies.
Oh, all right.
Other in the same way then,
but I can't remember when.
The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore.
The smile you were smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember when. You know what, we did an awful lot of pictures together at that, didn't we, Judy?
Yes, we did. We did that.
And songs?
About 8 million.
Yeah, I'd say at least 8 million songs. Yeah.
Here we are together again?
But you know, when we did the pictures, we were never really together. I mean, in a sense, like, we were never together. You know what I mean?
You were always too busy for me.
You're darn tootin' I was. I was always working on my car. I was too busy for you practicing on my drums or getting ready to write a big, big show.
And having all those man-to-man talks with Judge Hardy.
You bet. Getting ready to shave.
But we did kind of get together in the pictures with songs.
In songs, I think we did get together, yes.
Yes. Can we do some of them now, Dean?
No. No, we can't do them. You know why, Penny? I gotta write a brand new song for my new Follies. Andy Hardy's Follies of 1938.
Oh.
And don't bother me, Penny. You can stand there if you want. Just let me write it, because I got to think.
Okay.
This week on WNED's Friday Night Movie, The Madcap Adventure of a Lifetime.
There's all this dough, 350 G's. Do you hear what I'm saying? 350 G's. In the park, in Rosita. Rosita Beach State Park. You'll see it. You'll see it under this big W.
So now, there's only one way to figure it, and that is every man for himself.
Boy, are you bugging me, man. I'm gonna nail. I'm getting bugged now. Whoa, man.
It's an all-star cast in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
None of these 10 people have any record at all. And yet we're ready to book them for withholding information, causing accidents, failing to report accidents, reckless driving, theft, at least 3 cases of assault and battery.
Never seen anything like this bunch. He ran right into him. He ran him right off the road.